Breakfast with Alan and Carly, and you've got just Carly for today, but I'm also joined by tech expert Trevor Long, and I desperately want to speak to you, Trevor, because I'm a very nervous Optus customer. Should I be nervous right now?
Absolutely. Any Optus customer should be nervous because, you know, 11 million lines of customer data have been stolen from the Optus network, and it could be you. It could include your driver's license number, and it certainly includes your date of birth and your name and your address, and those things are pretty key to our identity.
Absolutely. Now, let's take it back to the beginning because I actually don't understand how this all happened, especially with an organisation like Optus.
I'm not sure Optus does. They call it a sophisticated attack, which means, you know, let's put that in home burglary terms. It means that someone picked a lock, picked a deadlock and bypassed a home security network, right? But actually, from what the cyber and hacker community is saying, it's more likely this was they walked up to the front door, it was open, they peeked in and grabbed some stuff because it was kind of a server or a computer set up for Optus to be able to use and see customer data, but it wasn't secure. And all the hackers, which isn't really a hack, needed to do was know the address, and they got it and they got the data.
Wow. So we did hear yesterday that the hackers were kind of going back and forth and making these threats. Where are we at with that?
So they've rescinded all threats. They've withdrawn their ransom. But remember, that's just one person. We don't even know if that person is the originator of the hack. We don't know how many other people had access to this information or this server. So we can't assume just because one potentially teenager in their mum's basement absolutely panicked when the FBI rang them, we can't assume it's all over. And we have to assume someone else has all the data.
Wow. And we're hearing today that the government is actually going to come out on a state-by-state basis and issue people that have been affected with free licenses. Is this correct?
That's right. So it depends on the state. Some states are saying you have to get a reimbursement from Optus. Others are saying it's free to get a new license with a new license number. And that is the smartest thing you can do to block the identity scams that could happen in the future.
And just quickly, as an Optus customer, what is the next step we should take? Obviously getting a new license, but is there anything that we can do today to kind of stop ourselves from coming under threat from having our information stolen?
Get in touch with Optus and ask for access to their identity fraud protection plan. They've done a deal to allow everyone to get 12 months of that, and I think that's a very smart thing to do. So be vigilant. Don't click any links in any emails or texts, especially about Optus, but anything that appears to know you well, and be very vigilant about scams going forward.
Well, Trevor Long, tech expert, thank you for joining me. I'd like to say you made me feel a little better, but I'm actually feeling more nervous than when this chat started.
Not my job today, I'm sorry.